Yeah, so we looked at a bunch of Western counties, including Donegal, just to understand how the COVID kind of shock is impacting on the labour market in different counties. And that's exactly what we found. At the peak of the early restrictions, not the latest restrictions, almost a third of the labour force in Donegal were claiming pandemic unemployment payments, which is the highest in the country.
And while there was a kind of a shift to the other payment in terms of the wage subsidy scheme, you are seeing signs now that we are moving towards back to levels seen in April.
Yeah, well, so what we saw as the lockdown restrictions eased through the summer was a lot of workers who had originally taken up the pandemic unemployment payment move on to the wage subsidy scheme. So this was as restaurants, accommodation, food, and a lot of tourism-related activities and some retail started to reopen. So employers were taking their workers back, but taking them back subsidized by the wage subsidy. And this is actually a very big trend in particular for women and also younger workers. So younger workers under the age of 25 and women. And we do think a lot of that is related to those sort of sectors where you predominantly get younger workers and female workers. What we've seen, now it's very early to see the impact of the latest restrictions, but we did see Donegal and Dublin move to level 3 earlier than the country, and now we've moved to level 5. What we saw in the earliest data, so the consequence of the move to level 3, was Donegal moving back up in terms of PUP payments. So not up to the levels they were at in, say, April, May, and possibly June, but kind of heading in that direction. So it certainly is something that we're concerned about. And it does point to Donegal being particularly exposed, I think, as you move back to kind of tighter restrictions and level 5.
And as you mentioned, it's way too early to ascertain how level 5 will impact not just Donegal, but the entire country. But I'm sure your predictions wouldn't be too positive.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not as negative as we would have been, say, in April or May, because you have to remember that construction is still planned to remain open, and that's an important employer in Donegal in particular, but also industry is remaining open. You also have to remember that businesses might have, you know, they've learned a bit how to work or adjust to these restrictions. You might have more businesses who maybe can sell online, including kind of food retailers who maybe can do delivery now. So, of course, we do expect the numbers to move back up, but we're not as pessimistic. You know, we don't expect it to be as bad as it would have been at the height of the original restriction. I think it's also important to point out that this is kind of a, it's not short, but there is a very fixed timeline here. We've got the 6-week window, and there is the possibility of things looking better in the future, if I can put it like that.